Nuclear fuel is incredibly concentrated. In broad terms, nuclear power stations, I guess, are similar to coal or gas-fired power stations in that they all consume fuel to generate a concentrated source of heat, which is called thermal energy. And then they convert this to electrical energy. And they do this heat-to-energy conversion mostly via a steam generator and condenser, and sometimes using gas turbines. In the 1940s, scientists discovered how to unleash vast amounts of energy within the nucleus of an atom. This splitting or fissioning of the nucleus of a heavy atom like uranium, it releases around 4 million times more energy than simply a chemical reaction that's used to add or strip oxygen off carbon, which is what heat combustion really does when you burn fossil fuels. Now, think about that. 4 million times more concentrated energy, and carbon-based fuels are already much more concentrated than diffuse sources such as wind and solar. It really does pack a lot of punch. So let's try and put that punch into perspective. Let's imagine that you're handed a lump of silvery uranium metal the size of a ping pong ball. You can imagine that, and it's resting in your palm. And they say you might want to put plastic gloves on to hold it, but it wouldn't really be necessary if you washed your hands afterwards. Now, you look down the metal sitting on your palm, and it feels heavy because it's very dense, and you're told that this small metal ball can provide all of the energy you'll ever use in your life. All of it. That includes running your lights, computer, air conditioner, TV, oven, electric car, and even the energy that would go into creating synthetic fuel to run the jet aeroplanes that would take you around the world, or the ships that would transport your food from place to place, your automobiles, if you didn't use a battery electric automobile, could generate the fuels for those. All of it within this single lump of uranium that would weigh about a kilogram. Or, potentially, you could have a lump of metal made from thorium, which is another heavy metal that could potentially be bred into uranium-233 and fissioned. That's what nuclear power offers, an incredibly highly concentrated form of energy, producing a tiny amount of waste. You think about that waste issue. If all of your energy is coming from a lump of uranium the size of a ping pong ball, then that's the size of all of your waste, essentially. In reality, it's slightly bigger. It's about the size of a Coke can worth of waste, because when you've fissioned those heavy metals, the fission products, the remains of those shattered uranium atoms, are slightly less dense than the uranium metal, and so they occupy a slightly larger space, but they weigh about the same. In fact, they weigh a tiny bit less because some of that mass has been converted into energy. So that's it. That's the waste for your life. A Coke can worth of waste weighing around a kilogram. And if you compare that to what our current legacy is, the waste standing behind you and me and almost anyone else in the developed world, it's a mountain of coal, huge amount of coal, barrels and barrels, thousands of barrels of oil, and vast volumes of carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide and other pollutants that have been released liberally into the atmosphere. So if you want to have a tiny footprint to supply all of your carbon-free energy for your whole lifetime, think again about nuclear power. It's the most incredibly concentrated form of energy available to us, and this brings in a whole range of other benefits that I'll talk about in future podcasts.